As an apostle of Jesus Christ, I'd be in trouble if I not share with you some of the wisdom that God is teaching me about health at this hour. My wonderment over these 47 years of being a servant of God is why we lay hands on so many people, thousands and thousands of 10,000 people, yet the church is in a deficit for good health. So I want to talk to you about health wisdom. I want to read a scripture to compare to another scripture. In the book of Proverbs, it talks in the 20th chapter, the first verse, it says, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Now, one, I take that verse, and we as Christians, well, whoop up on people who drink and say how wrong it is. But I want to again look at the 23rd verse, 23rd chapter, the first verse, 23rd chapter of Proverbs. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat. If thou be a man given to appetite, be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. And then I go over to a verse that have helped me. Theologian and people go do research and find all kind of excuses. But in Daniel chapter 1, verse 9, it said, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Notice there, twice, the word defile is used. Now in my study, I've gone through a lot of teachers on nutrition, and I got excited about every one that I went through, and I learned, just like I learned other things, I'm coming to learn more and more about how fearfully and wonderfully and marvelous in Psalm 139:14 we are made. But then it makes this statement, our soul knows right well. And then in 3 John 2, it says, beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. The mindset, that's your soul, the mindset. Will have to be changed. Your mind will have to be, it's not your mouth. Your mind will have to be renewed to understand what are you really putting in your body to assist the fearful, wonderful, marvelous, disease-free, disease-fighting cells that is on the inside of you. So it's not so much as a spiritual matter. It's not so much of a satanic fault. You know, we see the devil with a red suit with a fault. But it's us coming to understand as Christian what enlightenment, how to take care of ourselves and how to educate our appetite that we can put the right type of nutrients and calories in our bodies for our weight loss, or put it another way, for our well-being and weight loss combination. People go on all kind of diet to lose weight, but what about your well-being? So best part of the sickness that we are carrying in the body of Christ is not from the devil, he get behind it, but it's from us not knowing the truth of what this world has set on the table for us and have caused us to somewhat make a mockery out of the word of God, because with Jesus, God's word say, with Jesus' stripes we're healed. He sent his word to heal us in Psalm 107, verse 20, and delivered us from destruction or disease. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Then you have Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, about tend to my word, incline thy ear to my saying, keep them in the midst of their heart for their help to all your flesh. So to come to a point of health, you're going to have to start studying what can I put in my body to help my cells to drive out sickness and disease and to bring my body back in a healthy state. I believe you got faith. I believe you love God. And I believe that the enemy tricked Eve by eating. The enemy tried to trick Jesus by eating. The first temptation was turning stone into bread. But we take Matthew 4 and 4 and close here today, and I'll talk to you more about this. But it's nutrient that you put in your body, the right food, G-bomb. That's the antonym, G-bomb. Green, bean, onion, mushroom, berries, and seed, G-bomb. If you could think about that and start putting some of those things in your body instead of the processed food, instead of candy and sugar and all this and dairy product, just study. Start doing research. We can research on the internet. There's a man called Joel Foreman. He's a expert at this type of training and teaching. But we have to do our part. And so as your man of God, as your apostle, as we come back to the church to reconstruct some things, get some things going the right path, we need to let God people know that you have to take care of your health. The Holy Spirit will help you make the changes that you need to make. You don't want just a quantity of life. You want a quality of life. And the Lord said he has satisfied us with long life and a long prosperous life. And so as you look into your health, what you're doing to yourself, how to change things around, I promise you, you'll be a happy, happy person to know that God didn't let you down. It's some things that you had to come in partnership with God about. So remember G-bomb, listen to the early part, it'll tell you what it is, and begin to put those greens in your body and begin to put those beans in your body and begin to eat mushrooms and fruits and nuts and put in your body, and I see you walking in the stages of health. In other words, there's no disease that can't be reversed, and God have given you a disease-proof body as you protect it, get your appetite straight, get it in the right facet. You can do this. I'll see you well, healthy, blessed, and whole.